We're on.
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Certainly is. Welcome to a Tuesday night edition. TLT.
I'm dynamite.
For our new listeners, it's Team List Tuesday. We'll quickly go through those tonight because Scott Sattler and Matt Rogers, our stars of Sports Day, boys, I will say in the 3 years I've been with Sports Day, tonight is the biggest show that I've seen on paper.
Yeah, you've only been here 3 years, but.
Some great guests.
Thank you, Matt, for being positive.
Great, yes. Well, you generally kick the show off in a pretty negative fashion. You're
exactly. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you.
Look at you two.
Thank you.
Listen, you shut up, Rat. You're on probation I can't do anything about you. You're stuck here. Yeah. But anyway, listen.
My wife works in sales, so.
And she brings in all the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. So she actually keeps us employed. But anyway, let's move on from that. I will say tonight's on paper looks like the best show ever. Look, we'll probably stuff it up. But it looks good on paper. Our guest tonight, Matt Rogers, one-on-one with new Wallabies coach, Eddie Jones. Mm. And I'm looking forward to this. I don't know about you, Sats.
Now, can I say, as a leaguey, and have always watched the Wallabies and admired what the Wallabies have done, and it's fair to say a lot of us have fallen out of love with the Wallabies recent years.
Rugby people have fallen out of love with the Wallabies,
exactly.
Which is bad.
Is it fair to say, Sats, though, it's rugby in general? We're falling out of love with rugby.
Yeah, some people blame the rules. Some people just blame what appears to be lack of talent to be able to match the likes of the All Blacks and South Africa, whatever it may be. But in saying that, with Eddie Jones, it's like an "in Eddie we trust" mindset amongst a lot of, not rugby fans, but sports fans in general. He has this ability to capture the imagination of the Australian landscape, the sporting landscape and the fans.
Well, you look what he's done on a global scale with the likes of Japan, you know. Taking Japan to a victory over South Africa,
exactly,
a global powerhouse.
Yeah.
Like, to do things like that, we've watched from afar for years now, see him do these amazing things, you know, take England to the World Cup final. And he has an ability to get the best out of players, similar to like what Wayne Bennett does with, you know, look what Wayne Bennett did on the weekend, you know, that sort of stuff. He's certainly got the interest levels back up. And I want to ask him, you know, where to from there, because, you know, like I've said before, the interest is one thing, but I don't think there's going to be a middle ground with this decision by Rugby Australia. It's either going to be the best move that they've made or it's going to be an absolute bludger of a decision.
I'm hating putting this idea out as a topic tonight for our listeners to get involved in, but if you're Eddie Jones, you can pick one NRL player and you're going to target them to play for the Wallabies. Who is it? 0457-736-736 or 1300-01-1170. Don't you say.
Well, why don't we ask him?
But well, don't put his name. Do not mention Cam Murray.
Well, he's been dropping his name.
He's been talking about him,
hasn't he? Yeah. And the NRL have come out, and they've got to do it publicly. They've come out and said, listen, we're not concerned about Eddie Jones back in charge of Australian rugby. We're happy where we're at. Behind closed doors, of course, there'll be scurrying in the alleyways.
Yeah.
All right. You said off air today, Sats. Mm-hmm. He's the South captain. He'll never leave South.
I don't think he'd ever leave South.
Well, why? I mean,
because he's a South junior, South captain. They're a very proud club.
Mate, I grew up watching my dad play for Cronulla.
Yeah.
He played for Cronulla for years. I was at the peak of my powers, and I played rugby through my high school years, and I had these visions of grandeur playing for the Wallabies at that age. When I sat in my meeting with the ARU back in 2002, or the end of 2001, I remember just sitting there and them putting all their cards on the table, and it relit a fire in me that I thought was out. I wonder if Eddie can reignite that fire in someone like a Cam Murray, because that's what I'd be worried about, because it does offer a lot, the game of rugby.
Can you stop saying his name?
It might not be him, but yeah, it might. I mean, so, well, he's only signed for a year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is that because he's just going to wait and see, you know, like who knows.
What got you over the line? What was it from that presentation?
It certainly wasn't money. I mean, I got offered, more money to go to the Bulldogs than I did to go and play rugby. What got me over the line was me as a kid, you know, going to boarding school and playing rugby and watching, you know, Michael Liner and Nick Farr-Jones win that World Cup in 1991. Remembering that and then sitting with the RU and then putting all those cards on the table, the traveling around the world. And, you know, I was living in a bit of a fishbowl at Cronulla. You know, I was a Rogers playing for Cronulla, living in Cronulla. And, you know, you can't hide from that. It gave me an ability to escape that for a bit and experience something extremely different. And it was an opportunity too good to pass up for me at that stage of my career. There were some personal issues that I was dealing with at the time, with my dad being my boss, my mum being terminally ill, and I just felt like I needed to change. But rugby was just the perfect tonic for all of that. And who knows what's going on behind the scenes in other players' lives, where they feel like I just need a break. Because the beauty of it now is you can go back and forth. You sign with rugby, doesn't mean you're going to be there forever.
Mm.
But, you know, Cam Murray or a Sewellii or a, you know, whoever, like a Caelan Ponga or a Dan Gagai, these are guys who have played rugby as juniors. They might have that vision or they might have that dream to, I want to pull on that gold jersey and I want to go out and I want to play in a Bledisloe Cup. I want to play on, you know, the third biggest sporting event in the world, the Rugby World Cup. You know, there are things that rugby league can't offer you. But there are also things in rugby union that rugby league can't offer.
See, Sonny Bill lit that. He sort of started to reignite that fire in a lot of athletes now, especially league players, where they want to do what you did and what Lottie and Dell did as well, and Clint Shavkovsky and those players, where they feel as though they could succeed and cross codes. And it's great, not only for your resume, it's just great to be able to use that time in your 20s and early 30s to have that experience. Now, when you talk about going to union, was Eddie Jones the man across the table, one of the men talking to you?
He was one of the – he was coaching the Brumbies at the time, and I was sort of jumping between, you know, what province to go and play for. He was very aloof in my meeting with Eddie because I think he'd already signed to coach the Wallabies at the time, because I think Rod McQueen had retired.
Mm-hmm.
And he hadn't been named publicly, but he was very sort of – But he wasn't really overly committal to me coming to the Brumbies, and I think it was for that reason, because he knew he wasn't going to be there. But what I saw in Eddie was a guy who was, you know, he was focused on, you know, his job in hand, and he's just a great operator. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what transpires over the next 12 months.
I'm excited. Really excited. Now, you asked that question about league players.
Yeah, who would you?
If you could have an open checkbook and say, okay, rugby, go and sign whatever player. And we're having a lot of texts come in right now, and thank you for your early involvement. I'm going Nathan Cleary.
What position?
Nine or 10.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. No, he'd be a 10.
He'd be a 10?
He'd be a 10.
Well, his kicking game's outstanding. His passing game is amazing. His organisation, but most importantly, his defensive game, he hits like a back rower, like Joey Johns used to. So I'm saying Joseph Sewellii is an obvious one because he comes from a rugby background also. But I'm going Nathan Cleary.
All right, who do you think? 0457-736-736. I haven't even gotten to our second guest. Eddie Jones will join us in around about 8-10 minutes' time. Our second guest tonight is the Manly Sea Eagles captain, also Origin captain. Plays for a team that wears maroon. Not my favourite, to be honest. Daly Cherry Evans.
Not favourite colour or player?
Colour.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind him. But I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him to step down. From Queensland,
yep.
Give it.
I'm sure he'll take. I'm sure he'll listen
to. He'll take advice
on behalf.
He's a good kid, mate. He'll take your advice from an expert like you.
Absolutely, the fourth.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask him on behalf of all New South Wales supporters. You've had enough, mate. You've won enough. Step down. Give a young kid a go. Preferably a crap halfback. All right.
Well, there's only Tom Deard and Sam Walker waiting. So. Take your pick.
Right, that's not looking good, is it? He'll join us soon. Teamless Tuesday. We'll go through some of the major ins and outs, and there are some big ones as well. Brand new segment called 18th Man. I've got some tickets to give away to Creed 3. I saw it on the weekend.
You said it's amazing.
It's a great
movie. You gave it a big rap. Better than Rocky 4, you said.
Yeah, but Rocky IV is not my favourite. It's no Rocky III. Let's be honest.
Rocky III is the best, in my opinion.
In my opinion, in your opinion too, Sats.
Rocky II.
Rocky II. I thought you said Rocky III last night.
No, Rocky II. Rocky II is the best. Rocky IV's got the best training.
Oh, yeah, in the snow.
And the soundtrack. Yeah, Rocky II is the best storyline.
But how can you say that when he's...
But Eye of the Tiger, Rocky III, he trains Mr. for T.
Rap song.
He trains for three fights, including the wrestle match against Thunderlips.
Thunderlips in the flesh, baby.
Yeah. Oh, you make that sound creepy. You really do. And the other thing that's going to be happening tonight is Sats is going to publicly apologise for his last laugh. Now, I know Cohen, Daddy Vass, our producer, is digging this up, but...
It was horrendous.
It was... last night, and I've got to play it soon, last night you didn't even have a last laugh. No, you pulled out of the joke midway.
It was
as good as Rogers cat story.
He started... Don't start on the cat story. That's a stitch up.
You told the story.
No, it was some of the poorest radio I've heard last night, that last laugh. You got started with the joke.
Hang on a sec. Are you taking the attention away from your cat story of Joel and Fletch?
I'm trying.
Check out our Instagram and Matt's Instagram for the cat story.
Oh.
The Hollywood movie music started after 3 minutes. Oh. That's the edited down version.
I was trying to do the whole, you know, the fingers across your neck. Come on, you got to get out.
Mate, the band, the orchestra nearly fell asleep.
Oh, mate.
So, but mate, can you put in an effort tonight?
Yeah, it was a sad moment in my broadcasting career, and it's so short too, and it's already got one of those.
Oh, don't worry. Fletcher's brought everyone down. It's
yeah,
all right.
It's good. What else? David Fifita has signed a 3-year, $2.4 million deal to stay at the Titans. Good to see some loyalty, yeah?
Well, yeah, I just think it's smart. Young player doesn't, you know, it's not. You start chopping and changing too much. When do you really find your feet? I mean, I know it's early days. It looks like the Titans are on their way up. He's obviously happy there. And, yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. It's not going to play out for the next 6 months.
Yeah, rumoured around 2.4. So from 1.1, 1.2 down to 800, which is probably market value.
At the moment,
He's just turned 23 a couple of weekends ago. And, you know, he'll mature and he'll turn into one of the most – devastating back rolls on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that's what the attributes that he's got. You know, you look at the guys like Viliami Kikau and the effect that he has on a game, most importantly from a defensive aspect. He comes up with really big defensive plays. And I saw some signs from David Feeder last week against the West Tigers. He comes with some really big defensive plays.
Well, you said it last night too to Justin Holbrook, the Titans coach. You saw him do a lot of dirty work. A
lot of dirty work, yeah. Just coming in off his left-hand side and taking a lot of those runs coming off your trial on that a lot of people don't want to take.
He's not done that in the past either.
No, he hasn't. And that's been a big criticism.
Yeah.
You know, and particularly from, I mean, I play a lot of golf with Greg Bird. And Birdie's, he was a...
Speaking of dirty.
He was a mongrel on the field. You know, like just one of the blokes. And mate, when going got tough, Birdie got better. And, you know, he was very critical of that aspect of his game. After the weekend, he was very... he had a lot of praise for what he saw David do. And he's like, mate, that's the guy we need.
Mm. You
know? How does Birdie hit him, by the way?
Oh,
did
mate,
we talk about this?
If he shanks a ball, I couldn't imagine what would come out
of
his mouth.
He plays off, eight, I think. Like, he's in single figures, but he's dead set got a different swing every time he shows up. And I filmed him the other day swinging the golf club, and I showed it to him. He goes, do I swing that hard every time? I'm like, yes. There is zero finesse.
Well, it's the way that you attack life, isn't it?
Mate, he swings the club that hard. But he's fun to play with.
Where does Fifita sit amongst the back rowers at the moment? I mean, Kikau, you believe, is a standout. I think Kalamatangi is underrated at South, but I'm a South supporter.
I think Viliami Kikau has the biggest effect on a game.
Mm.
When is it? Penrith, absolutely. He's still going to warm into the Bulldogs jersey. From a sheer athleticism and youth.
I know you're going to say.
Jeremiah Nenai is the man who could be anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at Kuluatu from Manly. Like, we have some devastating edge back rowers that can just turn a game on its head. And, you know, Teague Wilton at Cronulla is another one. You know, really starting to sort of own his game now. And there are a lot of great players. Bo Fermor, you know, unfortunately been out.
He would have played Origins.
I believe so. Yeah. And, you know, we've got some great back rowers. So,
Tilly.
You know, if you can put yourself, Tupanua, if you can put yourself at the top of that list, you're doing something right. It's been one game, though. Yep. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yep. We're going to go to a break in a moment because Eddie Jones is standing by. For those, we're just talking about Sats's last laugh last night. Here it is. This is how we finish the show. And kids, it's worth not going to bed till you hear this. You know when a big dog comes on the TV in regional or, what was it, Prime Possum? This is the thing that puts you to sleep from us.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
I know you like to undersell it a bit.
Honestly, I don't have one.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Embarrassing.
I will.
Live radio. Are you serious? You don't have a joke.
Did you hear about... Oh, okay, I've got one. A quick one. Did you hear about the snail that he driving his car around and he wrote an S on his car just so people know when he's driving around. It's... Oh, no, I got it wrong.
This is horrible.
Yeah, no, I haven't got one tonight.
That is the worst.
To finish that joke off, as the snail drove around with an S on his car, everyone used to go, oh, look at that S car go.
See, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You forgot
that's
that, didn't you?
I forgot.
Yeah. You just remembered 24 hours later.
All right, get yourself ready. By the way, before we go to the break, Latrell wasn't at training for the Bunnies. He sat it out today. Blake Taff trained at fullback. Look, five-day turnaround for the Rabbits going up against the Panthers Thursday night. You wouldn't risk him, would you?
No. I wouldn't play him.
No, no way. He's too
early
important.
In the season, yeah.
I mean, you have a niggle now that you continually play with. You've got something that will be gone in 2 weeks, last 3 months.
It's like Munster with his finger.
Yep.
If he continued to play with it stitched up and needle it for the next 3 or 4 weeks, you can't do that early on
you
in the season.
You end up like that. That's what happened to me. Yeah. I dislocated my finger in the second round, played with it all year, ended up having to chop it off when I finished this season.
Yeah. Oh, you too? You chopped your finger off, didn't you? Yeah.
At home?
Oh,
did
wow.
You stuck a nail through your foot today.
Yeah, I did.
Rat's only got half a little finger. Yeah. It would be a potent weapon just to poke someone in the eye.
In the ear.
Like a little thumper.
Three Stooges. Rightio, got to go to break. I can't wait for this. You got a stack of questions ready for your former Wallabies coach, Eddie Jones. He joins us next on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.